Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. From Palm Sunday to Easter Day, our reflections now focus on the meaning behind each significant day of Holy Week. Join us as we follow the story of Jesus from triumph to tragedy, from the cross to the empty tomb. Today, our reflection for Holy Saturday is given by the Reverend Mark Birch, Canon Rector at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, though a secret one because of his fear of the Jews, asked Pilate to let him take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him permission, so he came and removed his body. Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with the spices in linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had ever been laid. And so, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Holy Saturday marks the pivot in the saving mission of Christ. It is a liturgically quiet day, quiet as the grave. It is not a day for activity, unless you are decorating the church with flowers or trying to finish a sermon. Strictly speaking, those are not activities proper to this most inactive of days. The body of Jesus lies in the tomb, put there by those quiet disciples, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. Yet the earliest of the creeds tells us that the most pivotal saving act is happening. He is descending to the dead. The theologian von Balthasar suggests that this is no triumphant entry into Hades, parallel to that into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. This is supremely passive. Jesus, the incarnate Word of God, drops silently, like a stone. To talk of descent is, of course, a metaphor, the closest we can get to understanding what is going on. But Holy Saturday is when this metaphor must yield to another, of rising, of being raised. The descent into the human condition, into suffering and death, and into the furthest alienation from love and life, reaches its limit today. This silent stone, the one rejected by the builders, shatters the gates of hell as he passes, and from here, from this sink of non-being, I am begins his rise. But this rising is not something the Son of God accomplishes himself. Christ is raised by the Father, and all humanity with him. The Son of God fulfills his mission in perfect obedience to the Father's will, in the perfect laying down of his life, in perfect trust. So in the stillness of Holy Saturday, may we recall the depths from which we are saved.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about live-streamed Holy Week services and other digital offerings from the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Easter.